Glad you're with us here on the Clark Howard Show, where it's about you and your wallet. I want you to learn ideas from me so you can keep more of what you make. My wife and I have a tradition that goes back, it's got to be 15, 20 years, where for Valentine's Day, I get her flowers about 10 days, 2 weeks out before the prices spike on flowers. So I got her 2 dozen roses at Costco, and so they were $16.99 for the 2 dozen roses, and hope they're still living by the time it's Valentine's Day. But I gave them to her. They're beautiful yellow roses, and so because yellow is her favorite color of rose. I don't know if there's a significance to the colors anyway. But anyway, that's what I got her. And she, every year on Valentine's Day, gives me the same card that she got at Dollar Tree 15 or so years ago. And it's a musical card. You open it and it plays a theme. And so every year after she gives me the card, she puts it back and a year later brings it out. So, you amortize that $1 cost over 15 or so years. I mean, she's spent like 6 cents, 7 cents a year on me for Valentine's Day. Good for her. And you know, with the way I am about money, I really appreciate that. Also, that she knows where something is from year to year. The joke in my family is that when I buy a gift for a family member for a birthday or Christmas or whatever, that I don't remember where I put it. And so I'll find something weeks after somebody's birthday that I hid too well and I can't remember. So I need more of those skills like my wife has. But I bought her a card. I did buy her a card, that's funny, the other day at Aldi, not at Dollar Tree. Aldi had this really cool card that she'll be getting. And she and I go to dinner the night before Valentine's Day night. Because Valentine's Day night is such a ripoff. A lot of restaurants do those special menus. They tend to have a bigger spike of customers than they do maybe any other night of the year other than New Year's Eve. And so they have a lot of inexperienced people that are filling in, working. Services often rush. The food is more expensive and not as good as the regular menu. So you find peace and tranquility if you go the night before or the night after. In fact, you could probably go the night before and night after and spend less than you would going the night of. Just a thought. And there's an old tradition of buying chocolates that I guess came from the sellers of chocolate. And so you see chocolate everywhere. And so what I recommend is you buy chocolate after Valentine's Day and hold it for a year. No. Don't do that. Buy it at the after Valentine's clearance sales and then give it. Does that not sound romantic at all? All right, let's say you want to do something on Valentine's Day. I've never understood people paying a fortune to a florist to have a stranger deliver flowers to a wife or sweetheart. So you have somebody who is a delivery person you don't know delivering flowers. Why not go to a supermarket? Because supermarkets, because the Trader Joe's started this whole thing. Supermarkets sell flowers so dirt cheap for Valentine's Day, and you deliver them yourself to your sweetheart or your wife. That's much more romantic than having some stranger deliver them. My thought. Or, you know, there's one other place that in a lot of cities sell flowers really cheap, extremely high quality roses on Valentine's Day. And that's nurseries. Not the kind where you leave your kid off in the morning. I'm talking about nursery, you know, where they have plants and shrubs and whatever else they sell at those places. Anyway, if it were up to me, I would just have AstroTurf in the yard. Oh, this is funny. This is off topic, but my middle brother in his yard has fake astroturfy kind of stuff that even has fake weeds in it and all that, so it looks exactly like a real lawn.
The one problem, though, with that is when it gets really hot, right? Like when the sun's out, it gets exceedingly hot and you can't hang out on it.
You don't walk on it in your bare feet unless you want to experience like people who think it's a good idea to walk on hot coals. So, yeah, you don't walk on it. But anyway, he and I share that mentality that we don't get anything about natural gardening kind of stuff. But so that would be the one time a year for me that a nursery would be a brilliant place to go to go get a deal on roses. And Joel, I think it's time for some marital counseling for you. You don't do anything for your wonderful, incredible, sweet, beautiful wife on Valentine's Day?
True. We don't. We choose not to celebrate that day.
Wait. Wait. You are saying that. That just doesn't work.
I've checked in with her, uh-huh. and we have agreed that we go on dates twice a month, and so we celebrate each other often, and being beholden to that day to celebrate. Again, like you just referenced with the chocolate companies, obviously, they're trying to make money on this. Like, let's just stay out of the fray on Valentine's Day and celebrate each other in other ways throughout the month of the year.
Okay.
And I specifically asked her because I wanted to make sure that I wasn't letting her down. Or
I don't have a chance here because Kim's going to agree with you completely, right? What's your thing on Valentine's Day? What do you want?
No, Sean and I do celebrate Valentine's Day on Valentine's Day. More so because he wants to than anything else. He's a very traditionally romantic person, but we don't go out on Valentine's Day or anything like that. We have a favorite pizza place that closed down a few years ago and moved about 45 minutes away. So every Valentine's Day, he drives the 45 minutes to go get us that pizza that we're both obsessed with. And we eat it at home, and it's the coolest thing ever. We love it.
And, okay, Joel, this is radio, so you have to have me describe this to you. Looking to the right on your radio dial, did you see the look?
I did.
In Kim's face.
And
she said it's really about him, but it wasn't at all, was it? You saw that look of real joy and love, and your eyes twinkled talking about that.
It's a very sweet gesture.
I need to take a page out of Sean's book. I need to learn a little. I need to step up my game.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Duly noted.
You go get her those supermarket flowers, and we want to report back from you because I bet she's going to shock you and all that saying, oh, we don't do that. Yeah. She's going to really think that.
You might start doing that.
All right.
Check out our full podcast at clark.com/ on demand.